Today's saint, Saint Elizabeth of Portugal, was a peacemaker her whole life long, and also herself a very model of the married state. And Saint Elizabeth, she began her making peace at the very beginning of her life. In the year 1271, she was born in Portugal, and as soon as her birth happened, her father, who had been at odds with his own father, her grandfather, immediately made peace with each other at the coming of Saint Elizabeth. And this kind of set the stage for her whole life. So many times she would have to intercede to bring that and restore that peace to life there in her own household. In fact, to this day, almost all of the depictions of Saint Elizabeth of Portugal have her with either a olive branch or with a dove as a representation of that making of peace in her life. Well, she, from her youth, immediately began in growing up in a way that was most important foundation for the rest of her life. She learned in that very young age that the importance of self-discipline to all the things around her. You know, being royalty, she was surrounded by the pleasures of the court and the ease of life and the comfortable things and the finer jewelry and foods and everything like that. And yet she always was so in control of herself, so willing to mortify herself even in her childhood away from those aspects in order to humble herself and embrace aspects of penance. She also grew in great devotion to our Lord and great levels of piety in her youth. And all of this served her so well because at the age of 12, she was given over in marriage, as oftentimes happened in that time. As royalty, her marriage was arranged, and she was given to Denis, who was king of Portugal, in marriage at 12 years old. Well, her hardships just began at that point because Denis, as king, was very much given to the trappings of his own regality. And as such, he was a major cross all throughout the life of Saint Elizabeth during her married time. He was very unfaithful to her in their marriage, and oftentimes would not be around and would have even illegitimate children in his life. And all the while, that became such a cross to her, not only because of the hurt of the infidelity, but also because it was a public scandal. Everybody in the kingdom, it said, was scandalized by the actions of Denis. And to be scandalous as a king in those days really took some effort. I mean, you really had to try. Yet he managed to do so. And Elizabeth was embarrassed by that in a way. But yet she always maintained this real peace of her own soul. And she, for her part, fought that bad example of Denis with her own good example. She was always faithful to her own vows of marriage. She was always devoted to that true love of her husband. Remember what we talked about yesterday, that true love is an act of the will. It's not an emotion. She didn't feel good about the things that her husband would do on the side. Yet, all the while, she never wavered in love of him because she chose to love him. She chose to be faithful to that vow to him. She chose to be faithful to all her duties of state, regardless of whatever transgressions he himself made. Moreover, she sought to make peace in her house, make peace between God and her husband first and foremost. How did she do that? First, she started off by attending Mass every single day. She never missed a daily Mass all the while. Secondly, she spent much time in prayer. These were her first fruits of her day, given to God each and every day, making sure she goes to Mass, making sure she spends time and faithfully in prayer for the good of the soul of her husband and the good of the kingdom and all that they were responsible for. She had a great amount of duties herself in her life, yet she never failed to complete these things because that's that first fruit of the life given to God primarily, and then whatever comes after that will fall into its rightful place. She also offered great sacrifices on behalf of her husband. She would fast oftentimes, and in about half the year, she would only eat bread and drink water, and she subsisted on that for half of the days of the year for his sake. She would offer great acts of charity on his behalf, giving alms to the poor, going and visiting the sick. Visiting the sick is such an important act of charity. Oftentimes we think, well, I don't know these sick people really well, or perhaps the priest is going to go see them, or I don't know what to do or say to them. But the very action of visiting the poor is a great action. Visiting the sick is a great action of charity, because that is a great time of need in their life. And she took all the effort she could, whether she knew the people or not, to go regularly and visit the sick. God even worked a miracle through her charity towards the sick one day, because there's a woman that had all these ulcers all over her body that were really festering. And St. Elizabeth, the sick woman, was embarrassed by her ulcers, and she didn't want to reveal them or to have St. Elizabeth come too closely. Well, Elizabeth didn't mind. She walked right up to the woman, bent over, and kissed one of the ulcers, and it immediately was healed. Her illness went away right there. So all of these things she did for the good of her husband's soul. She also, at the same time, sought peace in her house, meaning that she was the queen of Portugal. She was there as the head of that royal family on the mother's side of that, and she had many under her care, including her children. She was always very devoted to ensuring that all of her children were well educated. She saw after their education to make sure that they studied and learned well, and seeing that as a true duty of her state in life. She also ensured that they were brought up with every aspect of piety possible, that they were taught how to love and to serve God in their own lives. And she did her best to protect and shelter them from the bad behavior of their father. It was impossible to completely shelter them, but she tried as hard as she could to always paint the Dennis in a good light in their eyes. She also sought to bring peace to her kingdom. People were truly scandalized by that king, King Dennis. Yet she did exactly the opposite in her life. She always took in and helped pilgrims who were coming through the area to bring that good representation of faith to those who came to Portugal. She always gave most generously to the poor and to the sick, so much time and money was given to them that at times she would have to try to hide it from her husband, who would get angry about the fact, not because they were going for want at all, but because it was such a reflection upon his own bad behavior. That one time she was carrying coins out to the poor who needed them, and her husband saw her, and she asked what she was doing, what she was carrying, and she turned and showed him, and God miraculously changed the coins into roses so as to not tip him off that she was doing acts of charity. And she, as official representation of the royal household, built hospitals and convents all throughout the kingdom of Portugal. And in the end, all her suffering, all her quiet, unceasing prayers and sacrifices bore real fruits. It didn't happen overnight, but she persevered in it long and hard, and in the end, the fruits came to be presented before her. Dennis, her husband, finally converted later in life. He gave up and rejected all of his sinful ways. He asked God for forgiveness of them and died a good death himself. Also, it bore fruits in a way of making peace between various kings of the area. There was always this tumultuous relationship from one royal family to another in that area, competing for things. And so many times she would be called in to smooth things out and to bring peace to that situation, including the relationship of her own son, Alfonso, and his father, Dennis, her husband. They were at odds because Alfonso oftentimes thought that Dennis was passing him up for one of his illegitimate children to have more favor in his eyes. And yet Queen Elizabeth was there to bring that peace and restore it to her own household in that way. In any relationship, marriage included, marriage probably most prominently, things are not going to always be perfect. And I think that's the example to draw from St. Elizabeth in her relationship and all the good that she did. Things aren't always perfect in life. But this is where the importance of a true love comes in, because a true love starts with God first. As we talked about last night, God is the primary aspect of any true love. And neighbor is loved secondarily because we love God, which means that regardless of how whatever ill that a neighbor does to us, we're always there to return love in return because of the fact that that's what Christ would do. That's what Christ asks of us. He asks us to follow in his example. And that love of God and that spiritual love of spouse in a marriage, we'll see a marriage through any rough patches that may come your way. If you always fall back on that, you can survive anything. It's easy when something goes wrong to get angry. It's easy to argue. It's easy to hold a grudge or even to detract from your spouse when things go wrong, when one is lagging behind. But a spiritual love will always lead you back to patience. It'll always lead you back to prayer. It'll always lead you back to charity and forgiveness. And ultimately, it'll always return you back to peace, that true peace that only God can give. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.